Welcome, everyone. It's Sunday, October 2nd, and this is episode 2 of the Geek and Plunder podcast. I am Dee, or Damesies, and I'm being joined by someone that is turning away her face from the microphone. That's not going to work. Hilda.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay.
Fine. A little tired,
yeah. It's Sunday. We just had a really long and busy week. No, we didn't. Well, we just went for a really long walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we also had a busy week.
We always have a busy week.
Yeah.
And it's not going to get any better. But anyways, I'm going to talk about our walk later because it's kind of tied into the topic.
Yeah.
The walk.
Kind of.
The topic for this week is going to be Pokemon. In case you haven't seen the latest video I uploaded to the Geek and Plunder YouTube channel, we got, I don't know what to call it actually. It's a box. VMAX something Pikachu. I already forgot the name.
Yeah, it's just like a collector box.
Yeah, for trading card games.
Yeah, for Pokemon the trading card. Pokemon game that we don't know much about, actually.
No, it was an adventure.
Yeah.
I brought Hilda in for the video because she's our residential expert when it comes to Pokemon. First gen. Yeah. I always have to say first gen because...
Yeah, because I think we're already at gen 11 or something, or gen 10. And so that's a lot.
I have to premise that every single time. If I tell anybody, like, are you into Pokemon? No, I'm not, but my girlfriend is. Then I just hear, like, we could be miles apart and I'll just hear your voice go, only first gen!
Gen 1, like, shit. Gen 1.
Yeah, exactly. Or I'll get a text message, gen 1.
Yeah, caps, all caps.
Exactly. But still, that's way more than I know about Pokemon. I'm a little too old to know much about Pokemon. I was already at an age where I was looking at the girls instead of the Pokemon. There were a lot of games that came out afterwards that were kind of interesting and games that we both play on our phone. So I decided in line of that video that we did where we unboxed that box of Pikachu trading card games. It's not a Pikachu trading card game box, but it was themed. Whatever. Check the video.
The one that we chose was Pikachu. You also had like other ones, like the Mew and...
The Mew?
Mew.
Mew. Oh, okay.
Mew.
I thought you said mule. I was like, a donkey?
Mew. Mew.
Yeah. Throughout the whole video, Hilda was doing like the voices for the Pokemon.
I was trying to do the voices because I didn't know how they say their names.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't Gen 1.
I think everybody enjoyed that the most. On top of that, I posted some TikToks of there was a Pokeball that we also got that was full of cards that I opened up for TikTok. So go check that out. But anyways, this week we're going to be talking about Pokemon. And like I said, for me, it is a bit of a blank spot. The only thing I know about Pokemon is because I play Pokemon Go on my phone, which we were doing. Actually, we went out for a walk here in the neighborhood. It was a sunny day. It's maybe one of the last sunny days here in Belgium before winter starts, because it always rains in Belgium. And we started walking, and there's a few Poke spots and a few gyms in the neighborhood. So Hilda,
yeah, there's actually a lot at the same spot.
Yeah,
we don't have any spot at our place, like, you have to walk, but then there's like 3-in-1 spot.
Yeah. Yeah, back in the day when Pokemon Go kind of started out, it was more difficult to find these spots. I remember that sometimes...
It was a station.
Yeah, you need to go to a train station or a big building. I remember I used to work at a company in the city center, and then I went for a walk in the afternoon to just kind of go past all the Poke spots, turn in.
Yeah, and even your level increased and you had a bigger level than me, because at my place, and I also work at the center of Ghent, there weren't any spots.
Yeah.
So.
But now there's everywhere. There. Even where we live pretty, not far out of the city, but it's considered countryside in a small country like Belgium. Let's be honest, like if you drive longer than 3 hours, there's no way that you're still in Belgium. You're either in Germany, Holland, France. So Belgium is really tiny. Countryside is a weird concept. In Belgium, you basically drive from one village into the other. That's it.
Yeah.
There's no, I mean, in the southern part of Belgium, there is. But in the northern part where we live, it's just one city after the other. But still, we live in a quite rural environment. No, rural is not the word, I think. Is it rural? I don't know.
I don't know what rural means.
Yeah, I'm asking the wrong person. but there's like a lot of cows. We can see cows outside of our window if you look at the front window.
I always say hi to the cows when I leave home. Like,
I've told you, those are old people that just drive by on a bike. We've talked about this. You need to stop calling them cows.
No, they're cows. They say moo. Oh,
I told you, just old people sometimes say moo. Oh. Especially here in Belgium, because they're on their bike and they're tired, and then they say, moo. All right.
That's what they
do. It was a metal cow. There's like suddenly all these poke spots, except anywhere within the range of our house, but that's fine. And we just have to venture out.
No, that's not fine. We have to make one.
Hilda's going to do some research to find out.
I think I can make a poke spot. Right. Like,
challenge? Yeah. All right, we'll see.
Yeah, I think so.
Next episode, we're going to tell you guys if we made a poker spot or not at the house. But let's start out. I have a quiz for you.
Yeah.
It's a quiz. Look, I looked around for some quizzes about first gen, and there is no quiz that I could find that isn't. Can you tell which Pokemon this is? But since this is a podcast, and for the people that are listening, it's not that interesting to have you guess something on the base of a picture. What I'm going to do is describe the picture I see on my screen, and then you have to tell me which one it is.
Okay.
All right? And then the people that are listening can kind of join in. I think some of them might be my age.
I will wait to say my answer. Maybe I'm going to be like, this one. I will try to hold back and give people some time. Not because I have to think or look it up.
I think she's just kind of trying to cover for herself now. She's like, no. If it takes too long, I'm just giving the audience a bit of a leeway. So, okay, they can guess, right?
Yeah, they can pause.
Nah, I think I'm too fast. If they're Pokemon fans, they'll guess it immediately. And otherwise, they learn something. Like, I'll probably learn something from what you tell me. But first, tell us why. What got you, like, do you remember the first ever... Was it an episode you saw from Poke? Did you play the games first? What got you started with?
I actually started with watching the episodes, and it's funny. It was in Dutch because I know Ashes' voice in Dutch, so it's very weird for me to watch Netflix and hear it in English. And actually, it's Japanese, so I should just watch the Japanese ones.
Have you ever heard the Japanese voice of Ash?
No, I should. Yeah. If I watch it again, I think I should watch like the original.
In Japanese.
Yeah, because it's weird to hear it in English for me. But the song, the theme song, of course, that was still in English. We all know the song, right?
Was it in English in Japan too?
I don't think so.
No,
I think it was in Japanese, but I never watched one of those, so I'm not sure.
I know from seeing a TikTok that the voice actress, that it is a voice actress that does the voice
from
of Ash.
Yeah.
And that she's like, I think she's somewhere between our ages, like a slightly older than you, slightly younger than me. And she often goes to cons.
So she's 60.
Why do you need to tell people my age? What is this?
I'm 50 and you're 70.
Yeah, exactly. You really sound like 50 and 60-year-olds. No, but I saw TikToks of people kind of cosplaying Ash on cons, and she kind of guests at these cons pretty often. And then she takes a picture with them. Can I have a picture with you? And the people are like, yeah, sure. Want to take a picture with my cosplay?
Yeah, I'm cool, Ash. My cosplay is so good.
And then she tells them that she's the voice actor, and they're like, what? Really?
But did she say or just started talking like Ash?
No, I've never...
That would be cool.
I've never seen her do that in the TikToks I've seen. Like, you have voice actors. I know the voice actor for Bart Simpson, for instance, will sometimes go into a bakery and just use the Bart voice, and people will go, what the...
That's so cool. Yeah, it's a lot of women, actually. That do
for
the...
kids, I think pretty... Yeah. I think it has... legal reasons. I think it's really difficult to employ a minor.
Yeah, of course.
You need permission of parents, and there's a lot of paperwork that comes with it.
You try a kid's voice.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Try it.
The one comment I always get on my voice is that it is way too loud, and so me doing a kid voice is not going to happen.
Okay.
I think you would be better at doing a kid voice. You're a woman. I have a man voice.
Kid voice? What are you talking about?
But it is funny that it is grown women that do the voices of these. And then, like in the case of Ash, that it is someone that you would never expect to be the voice actress for.
Yeah, yeah. For me, it was like, I really thought it was a young boy that was doing the voice.
Yeah.
But even, did I see it in Dutch? Yeah, I saw it in Dutch.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Dutch, yeah.
I know you saw all the Disney movies in Dutch.
Yeah, no, no. I saw all the Disney movies in Dutch until Pocahontas.
Okay. Yeah, I know that we kind of differ when it comes to the songs, that you'll sometimes start singing them in Dutch and I'm like, woman, please.
I remember when we were in Hollywood for Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
In the waiting line.
Yeah. Well, that was a nice adventure.
It was like someone that like talks to the people that are waiting.
Oh yeah, an entertainer. Yeah.
And then there was like a theater and they were playing I Can't Wait to Be King. I Just Can't Wait to Be King from The Lion King. And it's funny because I know that whole song but in Dutch, and he wanted to hear
it in Dutch.
He wanted to hear it. Like, how does it sound? And D was so ashamed because I did
it. Just give a bit of context. So we went to do a whole road trip to along the West Coast in the United States like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And we started out in Los Angeles and we ended in Los Angeles after we went through Utah, Palm Springs, Las Vegas, San Francisco. Not in that order. It was in a different order.
Yosemite.
But anyways, Yosemite. Yeah, we did a lot of the national parks. And we ended up in Los Angeles again. And I went to go watch Jimmy Kimmel's talk show. I've seen Conan. I've seen the Craig McFerguson back in the day when he still had a talk show. And I wanted to see Jimmy Kimmel. I kind of enjoy him. So I got tickets for us. And then we had to queue in the most devastating sunlight and the heat. Hilda was so cranky.
In Hollywood. I never visited Hollywood. Yeah. So
basically on Hollywood Boulevard, we had to kind of queue up in front of the theater. And it was so warm. And it's not like queuing up. No, we had to wait there on the pavement because we almost didn't make it in.
Yeah, also.
Mm-hmm. Because apparently, even if you get a ticket, you're not guaranteed to get in. They have a set number of seats and we were back on the backup list, but we made it in closely and there was a guy just walking.
Entertaining people.
Yeah, in the queue. Yeah. And just kind of, I think it was one of the interns or something. I've seen that before, like when I went to see Conan, they actually handed out umbrellas when we were waiting for Conan. That was outside of the CBS studios, I think it was. And then you had people talking to you because they kind of at that point they're vetting you to see if you would be someone that they want to talk to and kind of maybe like they do a whole show before the actual show starts and sometimes they get people out of the audience to talk about who they are, where they come from, and stuff like that.
Yeah,
Craig Ferguson did that a lot.
Yeah.
But anyways, and then they started talking about The Lion King, and then Hilda told them like, "Yeah, I only know these songs in Dutch." And of course, they wanted to know what it was, and I was just like, "Oh God!"
Yeah, why is she doing this? Like he asked, and she just starts singing like,
"It's not like she had to even think about it."
I just can't wait to be king in Dutch, but it's just I love that song so much.
You are always so shy and humble in any condition, like wherever we go, and then we are on Hollywood Boulevard and suddenly you become a diva star and they just have to go like, would you sing a song? Bam! And she's gone. And she just...
Yeah, because I was already singing along with I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know like the...
English words.
Yeah, I know the verse like...
The main one, yeah.
Wait to be king. It's like, I don't know the song. But... I was always like, when they were singing the English parts, I was thinking about the Dutch parts, like, no, they're not singing it right.
Mm-hmm.
It's...
Yeah, of course, if you're used to the Dutch, it doesn't make sense. No, but anyways, we're going to go back to Pokemon.
Yeah,
so
Pokemon.
You saw Pokemon in Dutch. Luckily, the names are still the same. Ash, Pikachu, Bulbasaur, Charizard.
Well, I think... I'm not sure if Ash is still in the new episodes because I think something changed.
Oh, I don't know.
During the seasons or during the episodes, and there are other trainers or something changed. I don't know. I didn't follow it up anymore because at one point I also got too old. But I started watching it because a friend of mine in my class was watching it. And she said, hey, you should look at this. It's so cool. And then I started watching, and we were the only people that were watching.
Trendsetters.
Yeah, we were the only ones watching, and two girls. That was also weird because like all the other girls were like, "What are you watching?" But even the boys in my class, they didn't really, they weren't really interested. I was like 10 to 11 years old, I think, when I started watching it. And I really became like addicted. I remember like one time my mother said that I couldn't watch it because she wanted to watch. We had a little TV upstairs. And I always watched on that TV. But yeah, there was a point that she wanted to watch something else. And I know that I went like, you know, when a kid goes
tantrum,
I really went into a tantrum to see it. And I got my
way.
Yeah, I got my way because it was my Pokemon.
I've never known you to throw a tantrum. You're more of the brooding type. So I would have loved to see that.
I think, but that didn't happen very often. So for me to go in a tantrum for something like that, that meant a lot. So because, that show really, really meant so much to me because there was so much emotions. But also I got so attached to the Pokemon and to the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually, the episodes are always a little bit the same. Like
they
always go to another gym to be the gym leader, and then you have Brock that always falls in love with every girl he sees. that's funny. It's always the same, but in every episode, there are other Pokemon that you get to know, and they all have their own personalities. And also to see like the evolution of the Pokemon from the beginning to the end is also so beautiful. And that one episode, oh my God, I cried so much.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There's one episode, people who know.
Okay. If you know what she's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually also in the movie of Mewtwo. Mewtwo.
Okay. But first thing I wanted to ask, so in Dutch, were the name of the Pokemon were also in English? So it was because
the names were the same.
Okay, yeah. Luckily. Because sometimes in Dutch we tend to do that, like to translate the names.
I think they do it more in French and German, but
I know, like
in Harry Potter.
Yeah, exactly.
They change the names in the weirdest. Stupid. Yeah.
Sveinstein.
Sveinstein. Yeah. And actually,
Hogwarts is Sveinstein.
Yeah, Hogwarts is Sveinstein. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but the one question I want to ask you, because that is something, of course, that I was considerably older at that point, but I did definitely see some episodes pass by.
Mm-hmm.
You, of course, had those moments, which Pokemon is this? And those moments.
Yeah, I always knew them.
Well, we'll find out in a minute.
You could see them, you could see the
silhouette
of the Pokemon. And then, then it was in Dutch, of course. And, which Pokemon is? And then I was always like, it's Bulbasaur, or it's that one.
Did you also do the hand gestures you're doing?
Yeah, I thought it was so cool that I could guess it.
Yeah, you were bragging.
Yeah.
What was the relationship between Ash and Brock?
They were friends. I have to say it has been a long time since I watched the first episodes. But first it was like, and I'm also, it's possible that I'm going to mix up the Pikachu Game Boy game.
Yeah.
With the story of but I think it's almost the same actually. But it's it's about Ash who wants to be a Pokemon master. And he lives in the city of, I forgot the name of the city. And there's Professor Oak, and then he has to choose between like three
base type Pokemon. Yeah, I remember that was the case in the game too. Yeah. And one of the games that I played, like very shortly, you had to pick either Charizard,
Charmander,
Charmander, or Squirtle.
Yeah.
And Pikachu, I think. No. You had the plant type, the water type, and the fire type.
Grass type.
Was it a grass type?
You're missing the grass type. Bulbasaur.
Didn't I say Bulbasaur?
No.
Oh, Squirtle, Bulbasaur, and
Charmander.
Charmander. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Actually, so those were the three, but there was like his arch enemy, Gary. I hated Gary. Oh my God, I hated Gary.
Was
so
he
much.
Part of Team Rocket?
No. Okay. He was just like, he also wanted to be like the monster, but he like pushed Ash away and then he chose first. And then he got an Eevee. He got a fucking Eevee.
It's too bad that this is not a video podcast because people would be able to see your face and how angry you're getting.
Yeah. He got an Eevee. And then there was like, Professor Oak was like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. But I have this specimen that I'm going to give you. It's not really trained yet. And that was actually Pikachu. And Pikachu is like the only Pokemon in the game that never wants to sit in the ball.
Pokeball, yeah.
He was like angry at first. It was so cute. At the beginning, he was like really mad at Ash. He really had to gain his trust by doing things for him. Like in the beginning, Pikachu was not that nice.
It was difficult to deal with. And if I remember correctly, he also did not want to evolve.
He refused. Yeah. And also in the game, you can evolve him.
No, because there are evolutions of Pikachu.
Yeah, Raichu.
Raichu. I know that from Pokemon Go.
And yeah, Raichu is a evolved version of a Pikachu. And now you also have like, I think it's Pichu? Pichu
no,
is like
the
smaller one is from another gen, but that's like the baby version of Pikachu, which is so cute. Pikachu choose not to evolve.
Okay. So I learned from Pokemon Go indeed that there's a Raichu, and also that there are Pokemon that wear hats, and then there's a one that wears a
But those are event Pokemon. Oh,
okay. Yeah, I knew that, but I just wanted to point on that. That Pokemon Go sometimes takes a lot of liberties.
Yeah, it's fashion week. They're all wearing hats and ribbons and stuff like that.
So Brock was just a friend. I remember something about Brock.
And Misty. Misty.
But wait, I was going to come back to Misty. Brock, I remember something about Brock being a trainer, like the first trainer that he visited that actually decided to come with him. But that might be just like a really something that I
fabricated. I think it was when he went to the next town to go to the first gym leader. He met Brock on the way. I think on the way or maybe at the point. For Misty, I'm pretty sure it was in the gym because the gym was some kind of elemental type.
Okay.
Fire. And for Misty, it was water. And I remember that she was there. Something like that.
She always had the egg Pokemon, right? What was it called? Hmm? She always was holding the...
She didn't always have it, but... Togepi! Togepi! It's so fun. Yeah, it always said like... Togepi, and it was a very special one because they found it and she always held it. That's also one that she always held it and she put it away, but I never know. I should watch every episode because that Pokemon was so small and so innocent, but that
powerful,
Pokemon
right?
was powerful. Yeah,
that's
it was
always
powerful.
That's always in every series or every storyline, you always have that one kind of person that is being quiet or that one character that is somewhere in the background and then turns out to be super powerful. And
And I've seen that before, though. See that in Gen 1 also, like, has like a very protective powers.
But you have other Pokemon that, like, I think it is Magikarp that is...
Magikarp is...
That is, I remember him from the game too, does splash and that did nothing. But if you evolve him, he becomes super strong. Like, yeah, it's from 0 to 100 in one evolution.
Gyarados,
right?
One of my favorite. Yeah,
those looks so different. It doesn't look like a fish anymore as character.
No, and that's the cool thing about it. Like, the one that you least expect it from is so cool. So I always had in the game, because I played the game, it was for the normal Game Boy, but I played it on Game Boy Color because I only had that one. And the only thing that had color was Pikachu.
Oh, really?
And I think the head of Ash, like, so, some, like, very hue colors. But I really enjoyed that one because, yeah, you also could also, you can also talk to Pikachu and check how he's doing. And he's always walking behind you. It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun playing that game.
But I enjoy playing, like, I remember that I played some of the Pokemon games, but never went too far.
I think Silver and Gold.
And I tried some others too, but never really got into it. But Pokemon Go, for instance, is something that and the one thing I really enjoy about it is, like what you said before, is those, the moment that you can evolve them into something new is kind of, it's weird, but it is kind of exciting that you kind of gathered enough. The one aspect is, of course, collecting. You start collecting all these Pokemon and you have to organize it. We've seen that in a lot of other games, but then to have that evolution, it's weirdly exciting. I can't explain it.
Yeah, and like the animes and the series, exciting.
Yeah.
Because they really change characters sometimes. Like,
oh, really?
I'm just gonna give an example. Charmander.
Yeah.
First he becomes Charmeleon. That's okay. Charmander is very cute. Then he becomes Charmeleon. Very cool. Very cute. Then he becomes Charizard. And he's so disobedient. He doesn't listen. No, he's like, oh my God, Charizard, you have to come out your ball. He doesn't want to come out his ball. And if he comes, he's like...
He's like a teenager.
Yeah, yes, he really acts like a teenager. But then there's also so many beautiful moments then when he really needs him, that he's there for him because he was there from the beginning.
Yeah.
I cried a lot during Pokemon.
You're getting really worked up and emotional about this. Yeah, I wish I would have seen more of the, to kind of understand how it all. I've seen
you still
all these.
Can.
Yeah, well, there's so much stuff I would need to watch.
Yeah, I know.
There's pieces and elements to it that I remember. You had Team Rocket. What was, so we had Pikachu for Ash. Did he have any other Pokemon except for?
So he had then eventually he had Bulbasaur. He had Charmeleon. And he had a Squirtle.
Mm-hmm. So he had all the base.
Yeah. Okay. Then Brock had a Vulpix. Oh my God, he was so unlucky. He had a Golduck.
Golduck, which one is that?
That's the yellow stupid dog. He's so stupid. Vulpix is such a beautiful Pokemon. One of my favorite. But he also had Golduck. It's Golduck, right? I'm not saying...
The one that the stupid dog that always kind of looks...
Yeah,
like
he
he's
walks
stoned.
To things. He's always confused. Like, he's always confused. Like, I don't know what to do. Or he's just sitting somewhere. Or he falls into something when you need him. And then you have Misty that had a lot of water Pokemon. And her main was Staryu that became Starmie. And of course, Togepi that she, think they found Togepi somewhere.
That was the egg, right?
That's the egg, yeah.
And Onyx, that was on Team Rocket.
No. Onyx was also Brock.
Brock, okay. Yeah. That's what I kind of thought. Yeah. That he also had an Onyx, yeah.
Yeah.
And then on Team Rocket, you had the gas ball thing. Team Rocket, one of them had like the, of course you had...
Team Rocket was funny. They have Meowth, of course. Yeah. But he could talk.
But is he the only Meowth that can talk?
It's the only, the only one that could talk, except for, Meowth 2. I never know if it's Mew or Mewtwo. Yeah, I think Mewtwo. That sounds like you two, Bono. Where you at? No. Mewtwo. But that's only telepathic.
He talks to...
Yeah, but he was like... He wasn't born. He's like...
Fabricated.
Yeah.
But he was fabricated from...
From a Mew.
A Mew, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, a Mew is so cute. Yeah.
And then I know they had the gas... I don't know what they're called again. They are also...
Coughing?
Important. Coughing, yeah.
And then No. Coughing is the evolution. First, it's wheezing.
Wheezing.
I could.
Wheezing, coughing. Names.
Yeah. No, it's first. It's coughing. Yeah. Coughing. That's funny about because they also had like an Ekans, and it's just like it's a snake.
Yeah.
When you turn around, the word Ekans snake.
Oh yeah.
So sometimes it was it was pretty easy to remember the names because of those things. I think Ekans was from Jesse, and James had a coughing, and all they wanted to do was catch Pikachu
for their boss.
They were always for their boss, and they all had this whole line like Jesse and James. I only know it in Dutch, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so funny because every time they started.
Now you have to sing the line in Dutch.
They were always saying, they were always disguised, but you could tell that it was
like
them.
A mustache.
It was so funny. They were always in disguise. But then when it came out that it was them because they wanted to steal Pikachu or did something, their line started like, yeah. And I remember that I always sit up with them. Like
really?
Yeah. Always.
So that you joined in the bad guys with the chant.
Yeah.
But now you have to say it because you've been talking about it.
Is it okay if I just look at the line because I think...
Yeah, sure.
I can remember like a little... But I know how they say it. I just have to remember in Dutch now.
This is an awkward moment.
And James, introduction... Dutch. It's their motto. Okay. Oh no, this is gonna be so awkward.
So that's what we live for.
It's
Go
always
for it.
Like Jesse and James that like
I think people know what it is.
First Jesse starts, then James, Jesse, James, and at the end it's Meowth.
You're postponing the inevitable.
Yeah, okay. Was always like this. I'm gonna start laughing doing this.
I'll look away.
Bereid je maar voor, want hier zijn we weer, hoor. Om de wereld van verder verval te behoeden. Om de mensen van ons volk te kunnen... te kunnen beïnvloeden. Om de kwaadaardigheid van liefde aan te tonen. Om dichter bij de sterren te komen. Jesse en James. Team Rocket is nog sneller dan het licht... Vecht als een man of geef je over en zwicht. Miauwt, ogen dicht.
They had all these extremely simple names for all of those Pokemon. Like they turn around to snake, you have Coughing, you have, what was the other one? Coughing and?
Ekans.
No. Coughing and what was the other? The evolution of Coughing.
As Wheezing.
Wheezing, yeah. Like all these names were so simple. And then they make this kind of weird... as piece of poetry as an intro for these villains.
Yeah.
Because what does it all have to do with Pokemon in the end?
But yeah, I know. It's just like an evil thing. They say like...
Yeah,
they
an evil thing. They're talking about love.
They want to be evil. And also when I was saying it, I don't know if you noticed because you looked away, but I was also doing the things...
The poses?
Because they're standing like back to back and then looking and pointing and doing all kinds of stuff. And then at the end, like when Meowth said, Ogen dicht. He scratches to the
screen.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I remember what they kind of did.
But I don't know it in English.
No, no idea actually. All right, it's time for the quiz. Are you ready?
I think so. I hope so.
Your whole reputation kind of
depends on it.
Yeah, exactly. There will be the people pressure. That will be talking to you on the street. If you don't ace this quiz, they'll be, you call yourself an expert in Pokemon first gen? And then they'll spit in your face.
Yeah, or yeah, they can do like a water emoji thing. Because how...
What? They can do a water emoji thing?
Yeah, on my Instagram or something. Like
that. No. Like really on the street. They're going to kind of just approach you on the street.
On the stream?
Yeah. No, street.
On the street. They're gonna look me up. I'm scared.
No, sure. Just random people. We have millions of people that listen to this podcast. You know that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, exactly. So many people. And all people always talk about me.
Yeah, we can't even cross the street because people recognize it. Wait, it's a podcast. All right, let's get started because this is just getting dead levels of unfunny.
Okay, so how are we going to do this?
I'm going to pull up a Pokemon out of this bag. No, this is a podcast. So.
Oh, I wish. Yeah, come on.
It's a podcast, so people cannot see what we're looking at. So I'm going to describe the Pokemon I see on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you four options.
Yes.
And you have to pick the option that you think is correct.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it in the app and then we'll see what your score is at the end.
And you're
going
to describe it. I can't see the picture.
No, because the people that are listening can't see the picture. So they kind of, they can guess themselves. They can scream it out loud. If you're on the train listening to this or
scream
at
it
your
with
job.
Me, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Scream it with me.
Scream it out really loud so we can hear you.
I'm also going to scream it.
Okay, let's go. Let's see. The first one. How do I describe this? It's like a little weird man in pink. It has fire on his tail. He looks really angry and has on the top of his head, on the back, he has like a little spoiler. I don't know what it is.
He's pink.
He is pink orangey. It's kind of pink.
Not red?
You know.
Because it reminds me of a Charmeleon, but I'm not sure. Read the options.
Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard. And Beedrill.
It's going to be a Charmeleon.
Charmeleon. Okay, I'm going to put that in. Charmeleon. Next is a bird. And the bird is kind of... I don't know what the bird is actually doing. It has his wings spread out and his talons out.
Yes.
And it has some kind of hairdo made
mohawk?
Out of
fur. Is it like a mohawk?
I wouldn't call it a mohawk. It's more of... you know, like in the 60s, they would have that... I don't know what they call it in English, but... It would have this hairdo that has a lot of gel in it, and it's all combed backwards. That's kind of the look it has.
Are like the colors side. Different? Like, it's different colors on...
In the tail, it has different colors. It has, like, pink, yellow, brownish.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing on his head is all that same kind of pink-red.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I think I know which one it is. Can I already guess or...
No, let me give you the options. Wait. Yeah, Pidgey, okay. Pidgeotto, Pidgeot. Sparrow.
It's gonna be a Pidgeotto.
Okay. All right, let's move on to the third one, which looks like, oh my god, how do I describe this? It looks like a turtle that doesn't have a shell, that looks really angry, and it has big koala ears. These ears have spikes on them. The little man has spikes on his back. His eyes are red, and overall he has a bit of a blue-gray color with darker spots.
Is it? It's blue.
It's blue.
Okay, that's important because, yeah, that's important.
Okay. I don't know what else to. Do you have anything you want to ask? Because at this point, I feel like I described it. It could be anything at this point. It
yeah, it's wallet, like, I imagine like a bluish Pokemon with a lot of spikes on it. But yeah, maybe you should read the options. And
oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
It has ears. You talked about big ears.
Yeah. So the options are Nidoran, Nidorino, Nidorina, Nidoqueen.
Okay. It's Nidorina because it's funny because in Pokemon, the blue ones, normally it's pink for the ladies yeah. and blue for
the men.
For the men. But in Pokemon, the blue is the girl. It's a Nidorina.
Okay. Next. Oh, this is a snake. Rattlesnake. Rattlesnake with a rattlesnake tail.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have any fangs. It looks purple and it has this yellow band somewhere around the head.
Does it look like a normal snake or a cobra?
No, it looks like a normal snake. It is a rattlesnake. It has the rattler tail.
I know which one.
Ekans, Arbok, Zubat, or Poliwag?
Ekans.
Ekans, okay. That's the one we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
the fifth one is kind of funny. It looks like a mix of a cat, a pig, and a monkey. Let me explain. So it's like a cat That's ears, weird. Like a... Imagine a big furry ball with cat ears, a pig's nose, no mouth, but it has arms and legs that have shackles on them, like metal shackles.
So it's a white fur ball, right?
Yeah, white, yeah.
And the hands are like boxing gloves, something like
no,
that?
No,
or
it
have something to
he
box?
He doesn't have boxing gloves on, but he does not have any fingers. Like his hands are made out of...
But are the... Is it pretty big?
What do you mean big?
The hands, are they big? Pretty
They're big,
big,
yeah. They were bigger
because
than mine.
Because that's, yeah. Okay, just let us know the answers and...
Okay. You're talking in like royalty. Let us know the answer.
Let us know the answer so we can answer.
The possible answers, my lady.
Okay.
A Mankey, Kolduck, Primeape, a matchup.
Because of the big hands, I'm going to go for a Primeape.
Primeape!
Yeah, it's actually the evolution of a Mankey.
Okay. The sixth one is a plant. It looks like one of those flesh-eating plants. It has that little cup on the bottom.
Yeah.
With a little leaf lid on top.
Yeah.
And there's teeth inside. And under the rim of that little hat, there's like two eyes staring
it's
at
yellow,
you.
Right?
It's yellow and green. The options are... Victory Bell, Weeping Bell, Bellsprout, or Tentacool?
It's going to be a Weeping Bell.
Weeping Bell? I don't see it weeping, though, but if you say so. The seventh one. Oh, this just gets more exotic and interesting.
Yeah, really?
It's a big stone ball with a head sticking out.
Yeah.
And arms...
And arms sticking out?
Arms sticking out and legs sticking out. And... His arms, he only has like three digits,
mm-hmm.
and on top of each of them are is a claw.
And his body, does it look like it has like the figure like of a pentagon, not a pentagon, the five?
What?
Does it look like shells?
It looks like big rocks.
Big rocks, okay.
Like basically, it's not like it's a... A rock itself, but it is made out of... It's a big ball made out of rocks.
And it doesn't have big arms.
Well, I don't know if you would constitute that as big arms. It actually looks...
But it has feet.
It has a bit of a Tyrannosaurus effect to it. Like I don't
does
think
it have
it's
feet?
Gonna, it does have feet, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The options are Graveler, Geodude, Doduo, or Golem.
It's precious. Golem!
Is it?
My precious.
Okay.
It's not my precious, though.
Oh, this one is going to be easy. It looks like a seal, but it has a small horn on top of its head, and it has fangs for some reason. I don't think seals have fangs, but who am I?
Yeah. Okay,
let me give you the options. Oh, yeah. The first option is seal. But it's written wrong. It's S-E-E-L.
But that's not wrong.
Well, yeah, no. For
Pokemon terms.
Names. Yeah.
Yeah.
The second option is Dugong.
Dugong, yeah.
Sounds like someone Dugong. Hit his face against a door, like a glass door. So Shellder or Kingler?
Does it have a mustache?
No, it does
not. Okay, then it's a seal.
It does not have a mustache.
Yeah, because the evolution is a Dugong.
All right. We're at number nine. The ninth one is another one of these little turtle dudes without the shell. But he's holding a bone in his right hand, and he has the skull of another being, I think presumably another Pokemon, on his head.
Oh, this is a sad story.
And he's
brown. Yeah, has a sad story. But the only question I have is, does the mask, like, it's a skeleton mask, right?
Does it fit
very well, or is it loose?
It looks like is it too big or not? It looks like a snug fit.
I know enough.
Let me give you the options. Cubone, Licky Tongue.
Yeah.
What the hell is that name? Licky Tongue?
Yeah. If you see that Pokemon, you know why.
Licky Tongue? That is just weird.
Yeah. But if you saw that Pokemon, you know why.
Weird Pokemon. Okay. Tangela or Marowak?
It's a Marowak.
Marowak. Okay, let me see.
Wag. No? Marowak?
Marowak, yeah. Potato.
All right,
the next one I'm sure you're going to get because I've heard you talk so much about it. It looks like a mix between a cat and a fox, but it has really spiky hair, yellow color, and around the neck it has this band of white fur.
Yeah, so it's one of the evolutions.
Exactly.
I guess.
Okay, let me give you the options, which are all except the last are evolutions, like you call them.
Yeah.
Jolteon, Vaporeon, Flareon, or Porygon.
Yeah, because it's electric, it's a Jolteon.
Jolteon, I thought so. Yep, Porygon. That sounds like that website, that gaming website.
No, Porygon is not an evolution.
Okay.
Evolution. Porygon is like the steel type thingy.
Okay.
Yeah, little doggy.
Oh, God. How am I going to describe this one?
I think it's more difficult for you than for me.
Yeah, I think so. Number 11. It looks like a shell.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine like one of those snail shells.
Mm-hmm.
But it has like, it is a metal snail. It's a snail that likes Megadeth and that likes, I'm just getting for the most stereotypical bands, like thrash metal bands, maybe some old school Sepultura.
They all know.
Because it has these pins on top of it.
Yeah.
And
which color?
The pins or the Pokemon?
The pins are the Pokemon. What color are the pins?
The pins are white, just like the shell is. The Pokemon is blue and it looks like a squid kind of. It has all these tentacles around its face. And it has that typical octopus, or I think is it an octopus that has the beak? Like a beak, small beak with four compartments.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think maybe it could be a fossil, like one of the fossils. Yeah,
okay, let me give you the options.
Yeah.
Kabuto! That sounds like a
dish. That's a fossil, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a dish.
A dish, yeah.
Kabuto! What do you want to order, mister? Give me the kabuto!
That would be hard, kabuto.
Really? The other one is Kabutops.
Yeah, that's the bigger one.
And then you have Omanyte. An Oma star. Oma star?
Yeah.
That's a funny name. That's like grandma star.
Yeah, for us, Oma,
is
it means
grandma. Yeah.
But star it's a grandma star. It's
grandma
an Oma star.
I don't want to know what the grandma star is.
But it's that one.
Is it really?
Oma star? That's a grandma star.
Oh, God.
An Oma star.
Yeah, it looks as scary as I thought it would. The 12th Pokemon is... It looks like a big but very cute eel. That has
eel
shape in the sense it doesn't have any arms or legs.
Mm-hmm.
And so
like a fish.
No, not really like a fish. More like a snake kind of thing. But a snake is just as wide, well, in general, just as wide at the head as it is at the tail. It's just at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is kind of, it has this eel feel to it. But it looks extremely cute. It has a really cute face and it has wings as ears.
Are the wings like, how do you call it for fish?
What?
Like
gills?
Fish? Like the ears? Are they like
No, like
fish?
Wings. It's
like wings.
Wings, like a
wings,
bird.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
It has a little unicorn horn in between the eyes and a blue ball just under its chin. It's blue in general, except for the belly. The whole belly is white.
All right.
And there's a tail with two blue balls. All right, that sounded weird, but...
Okay, yeah, okay. I think I know it's one of the three options that could be. It's no. There's only two options.
Okay, but let me tell you.
For me.
The options according to this quiz are Dragonair, Dragonite, Dratini, and Aerodactyl.
So you have a Dragonair, a Dragon...
Dragonair, Dragonite...
And it's gonna be Dragonair.
Dragonite? Okay. Why are all these
I was thinking about Dratini, but no. Dragonair.
I find, as I describe them, that these Pokemon might be designed by some really frustrated men. Like, they put two blue balls at the tail. The other one had a grandma star.
But I never noticed the two balls, actually.
Yeah, but to be honest,
it's a very beautiful Pokemon.
It is. And just as I start describing it, it's then that I kind of noticed that, what the hell is this? All right, this one is also, sorry, balls again, but it's like two big balls and a small one that it kind of connects them at the waist. They look really sad. They look really puffy.
Mm-hmm.
This is funny because we already talked about it earlier. It has smoke coming out of it everywhere. The big one, it's a big one and a small one. The big one has like a skull and bones on its chest.
It's two or three heads?
Two heads, but there's like this little ball in between them. Like they have two joints that connect them, and in between the joints is a small ball.
That's important.
And the smoke coming out.
And the color is?
Purplish gray.
Okay.
So the options are Rhyhorn, coughing, Rhydon, or wheezing.
It's going to be wheezing. That's the evolution of a coughing. We were talking about it
earlier. I remember the wheezing and the coughing.
Coughing and wheezing.
So I knew it was one of those.
Yeah, poisonous.
I didn't know which one. Oh, okay. This is like some kind of puddle of mud, purple mud, that seems to be, trying to attack you. Like it has an arm out, trying to get you.
Yeah.
And there's a mouth in that puddle that opens up and eyes. And that's about it.
That could be two. The only difference between those two is like there's like one that really stands up like I'm showing like a shape of a ghost, like a
person, like a silhouette of a person.
Just like this. But you also have one like
the Pac-Man ghost. Like the Pac-Man ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it like that one, or is it really like flat on the ground, spread out?
It's somewhere in between, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. It's not like standing up like one of those Pac-Man ghosts, but it's not like flat on the ground either.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Muk, Grimer, Shellder, or Gengar?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with a Muk.
Okay.
Grimer is really more up straight, I think.
Yeah, it's not really up straight. That's the thing, of course. It needs to attack you and then...
But also you talked about the hand sticking out, so I think it's a Muk.
Okay. This is the last one already. See, that's what I mean. These Pokemon are designed by frustrated men.
I'm curious.
Looks like... I'm going to say clam. For the more adult people, it looks like female body part.
Yeah.
Right? And for the adult people, the young people, make sure to make notes because you'll be able to use this information in later life. But the place where men are always looking for and not always find, there's like a whole huge spike sticking out. Hilda's like making faces like this.
Does it have several spikes on the back?
It has spikes on the back.
Is it purple?
It's purple. And it has like in the clam, there's a... You know, like there would be, like in clams, you can have a pearl.
Yeah, it's a dark face.
It's a dark face sticking out and it looks really angry.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you the options.
Yeah.
It's a Haunter, a Gengar, a Cloyster, or a Ghastly.
It's a Cloyster.
Yeah, if I had to pick one name based
on... All the other one are ghost Pokemon. This one is a water.
This one is definitely going to give me nightmares, but I wouldn't call it.
Yeah, and it's a cloister. It's like a cloister, actually, with a face.
Yeah.
Like when you talked about the pearl.
Yes.
Yeah. Instead of a pearl, you get a face, a dark face.
That was the last one.
Okay.
How do you think you did?
I think I'm doubting about one or two. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm doubting about one of two. I think I could have made a mistake with the Dratini Dragonair. It's not a Dragonair, but it was Dratini or I think I made a mistake.
That's the one that changed into
the ugly one. It changes into the red one. Like first, it's so very elegant,
mm-hmm.
And it starts small and then it gets bigger with some more embellishment. So I thought it was that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I always got mixed up with the Trattini.
The names.
The names, yeah. And the red one, I know it's not the red one. I'm almost sure that Dragon Air is the red one, but it could be that Dragon Air is this one. So yeah, I think I made a mistake up there.
Okay.
And the other one, I think that could be the Weeping Bell.
The plant one?
I think I could have made a mistake.
Yeah, you got 13 out of 15.
Because you have
I think you're exactly like you said.
You can see the answers like...
but I can see this. The sixth Pokemon and the eighth Pokemon were the ones that were wrong.
Okay, the six and the eight. So we have to...
I can quickly
check. You have to go back.
Let me quickly check which is this. I can see which is the... I can just go really
maybe I can fix my mistake.
I think you kind of fixed it by what you just explained. I think it is going to be the Dragonair and the plant one, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I think the plant one came first.
I think it could be. Yeah, because it could be Weeping. I think I said Weeping Bell.
And what one do you think it's? It's the sixth one, is the plant one.
It's the Lost Evolution. What do you say?
It's the plant one that you had wrong.
Okay, so, and what were the options?
Victory Bell, Weeping Bell, Bellsprout, and Tentacool.
Yeah, I think I said a Weeping Bell, but it's a Victory Bell, I think.
Okay.
That's the last evolution from...
Okay. And that's the final evolution, so...
The final, yeah.
Okay, and let me see what the other one is. It's probably going to be the... it's the Victory Bell. It was Victory Bell?
Yeah, okay, so that's... 14 out of 15. Cheating.
And then the water. Oh, no, wait, what?
I made a mistake on another one?
No, I think it just... It says that it's not the seal.
Then it's the dugong. So maybe the description... It doesn't have like more like a snore.
It's a dugong. It's a dugong.
A dugong, so it's the evolution of a seal. It doesn't have like...
No, it doesn't have a mustache. Let me show you.
Because a dugong... That looks like a seal.
But it's a dugong. I just Googled it.
And when you Googled a dugong, does it have a mustache?
No, it doesn't. It looks identical.
I think the difference is the... The fangs and maybe the horn.
Might be.
I think a seal doesn't have that. That must be it.
Let me quickly Google the seal Pokemon.
Yeah, mistakes were made.
They look very similar. What is the difference between a dugong and a seal?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's very hard to see on that. Actually, to see it, should... see them next to each other, because this one is way bigger and the other one is more silly and childish.
So it's basically because they look so similar and the way that I described it.
Also I thought it had a mustache.
The other one had a mustache.
I thought it had a mustache.
Well, you didn't do bad. 13 out of 15.
No.
And it was just, I know, I probably gotten one or two correct.
No, I think you should.
No, I would have guessed the...
Jolteon.
Jolteon?
You would have guessed the Jolteon.
And I would have doubted, like, the coughing or wheezing. I would have mixed those up, definitely.
Yeah, but I understand. That's why with the heads, and if you can't see them, then it's pretty clear. Mm. If you can't see them, it's... But I even think that a coughing has only one head, and then like this a smaller head, and then the smaller head get bigger, and then it get a wheezing.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right, but that was a quiz. You did good.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a very difficult question to close down the podcast.
Yes.
You already know what the question is. I can tell your face is like...
I don't know. There's one question. I hope it won't be.
Yeah. What is your favorite Pokemon? I know you dread that question.
How
that you hated.
Okay, everyone who's listening, please place your favorite Pokemon.
Place your favorite Pokemon? What do they have to place
possible? In? Is that possible? Can they?
No.
Like?
No, there's no interaction. It's a podcast. No.
Okay, so you can DM me your favorite Pokemon. It's very hard to choose because, yeah.
You have a hard time choosing.
Yeah, there's like 151 to choose from. And
I love the way you said 151.
Yeah, because the one is special. Yeah. Yeah, I told you. So I would go, it's a little bit of cheating. I'm going to go for Eevee because of the evolutions.
You're doing the wish for an extra wish thing?
Yes.
So you're getting 5 Pokemon for the price of one? Well, yeah. Actually 6 if you include her.
And then I can choose which one but actually if I would choose one of the evolutions, I think my favorite one is Umbreon. Not only because she looks like my cat, but also because it's a psychic, dark, strong Pokemon.
Which our cat is not.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And otherwise, it would be a Mew.
Okay.
And,
you want to know my favorite Pokemon?
Yeah, what's your favorite?
I don't have one.
What's your favorite Pokemon?
I don't have one.
Really? You don't have one?
No.
You never had one like, Vulpix is also, Ninetales.
No. I just don't know enough Pokemon to have a favorite one.
Yeah, you have to know, there's only one Pokemon that I want to mention.
Yeah.
Because I think this is the funniest Pokemon. No, there are two actually, but this one is so funny. I really like them and he's underrated. And that's Farfetch'd.
That's the one with the leak?
That's the one, the bird, and he has a leak under his arm and he's so mysterious. And why is he wearing a leak?
I like that one because he reminds me of Yakimon in an Overwatch. Who also has a leak.
Yeah. He is a leak. Oh, he has a leak.
He's a sausage and he's holding
it. It's like, why are you wearing that leak and why? And
I think
he's
it's
also
something
very
in Japanese
shy.
Culture, the leak thing. I think
it
has something.
It could be. Yeah. And also, you have, of course, Jigglypuff. Yeah, Wigglytuff. Yeah, Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff and is the little egg, right?
Yeah, Jigglytuff is the one that makes you go to sleep. And when you sleep, he takes out his marker and he writes.
Yeah, he told me about that.
Yeah, he draws things on your face and that's the funniest thing ever.
I'm slightly worried that you say he draws things on your face because that feels like you're setting me up. Like for, I don't know, later this weekend or next week.
You're going to have like another mustache or something.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult. I already have one, but yeah.
He always draws a mustache.
That I'm going to wake up with stuff drawn on my face and you're going to go, no, man, that was a Pokemon. I swear. I told you about it on the podcast. Don't you remember?
Jigglypuff.
All right, it's time to close down the podcast.
Yes.
Tell people where they can follow you, where they can find you.
They can find me on Instagram on Tyrannosaurus_Hilke.
All right, that's the only place. Hilda doesn't have Twitter. She doesn't do that.
I do have
That's it.
And I do have a TikTok, but I'm not really active on that one.
Yeah, so go check it out. Go check Hilda out on Instagram.
Check it out. So what's it all about?
All right, I'm getting ridiculed here to close down the podcast. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put someone to bed. You can find me as Davey Stevie on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. And make sure to follow Geek and Plunder. Go check out the YouTube channel where I uploaded the video where we opened the box with trading card games cards. And then TikTok, I opened one of those Pokeballs. Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, maybe leave us a nice review. And make sure to subscribe because we're going to be back in 2 weeks. Until then, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.